Do you have pen flares and pop-ups, smoke, green, and red chem lights in your turret?
Marines with Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, prepare for a 24-hour patrol outside of tactical base Dwyer. Charlie Company is the only unit that provides security to the base, and they typically run missions like these 3 to 4 times a week. As Corporal Dominic Serena, weapons team leader and vehicle commander for Charlie Company, explains.
During a patrol, we'll typically either choose or be tasked with a certain area to go to. We'll set up a 24-hour OP and either stay static there or push out patrols from that OP.
When they set up an OP or observation post, they are well outside of the wire. Today's primary mission is to observe a main supply route insurgents have been using for trafficking drugs and weapons. But Serena says their patrol has multiple other objectives.
We come out here to disrupt enemy movement and to just get a better on-the-deck feel for what's going on outside the base.
Whenever they go outside of the wire, they provide their own security. So they make sure that when they head out, they are fully prepared.
Well, we have our MATVs and MREPs out here, and on those we have a Saber system, 50 cals, and we have mortarmen with us. And tonight, in conjunction with our OP, we're taking the opportunity to let our mortarmen do their job and fire off some alum so we can get better eyes on that main MSR.
After a night-long mortar mission, they head back to the base to get ready for another patrol in a few days so they can continue to ensure the base's security. Reporting from Tactical Base Dwyer, I'm Sergeant Christopher Toby.